It's a blessing to be here again.
Yes.
In the house of God.
Hallelujah.
We began preparing the communion class. Thanks.
Wine, coffee. Tell me if you like it.
All right. Lord, I thank you for your word.
Yes.
I thank you for all that you're doing, all that you're blessing us to understand. I pray that you'll be in our midst the full day. Bless every speaker. Bless everyone who reveals the word today. Yes. Help us be with us in Jesus' name. Bless Pastor as he goes forth in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Jesus' name.
Okay. Yes. Last week we were talking about the double cure. And I always say the Lord thinks of everything.
Yes.
As I get to know him, the way he can puzzle you, the way he give you instructions, the things he'll bring to your attention, the needs he'll expose to you.
Right.
Things he'll show you to pray for.
Yes.
Or believe him for. Mm-hmm. And along the route in my ministry, he would teach me things and prepare me for what's ahead, so that I would be prepared and trained to do the specifics of what he wants to do. And he did the same thing with Jesus with the double cure. And some would just say he saved us from the fall. But he did more than save us from the fall. He healed our body. He put things in, you know, things can come against you and you never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
Sudden fear, sudden distractions.
Yeah.
And you can put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Yes.
You know, people we care about, something happens to them. They may die. They may get sick. They may be depressed. But you can put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You can claim healing at your will.
Yes.
We can even grow at our will. We can receive God's word and keep it. We can do anything. The Lord had me thinking about the meek shall inherit the earth.
Yeah.
And I thought about that word meek. I was told it was power under control. And I looked it up. It talks about sincerity, being teachable, uh-huh, being submissive. If we can be submissive to the Lord in faith, and we're made in God's image, so we're automatically powerful. And if we can control whether we grow or not. We can make decisions to grow and go on and follow God. Or we can trust happenstance, and things may go well or they may not. Nevertheless, we're powerful. And when we decide to act on the knowledge of God, it reveals how powerful we can become in Him. And people have done mighty things because of the gifts that God has given them. But when people are studying the knowledge of God and receiving His word, it enhances their life in every way. So the double cure gives us a picture of what's possible in every facet of our life. He said on page 32, I think we stopped at 34 last week, 33 last week. He said the double cure is evident in the Passover. The Lord's Supper was first celebrated on the same day as the Passover because it is the true Passover. And the Lord put something in motion. The Passover, we see the people of God, they took it and they ate the Passover, and nobody was sick that left Egypt. They all, 100% healing. Whatever was missing, they ate the whole lamb. When we receive the whole of God's word, we can do things that we normally couldn't do. Luke chapter 22 says, he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Excuse me. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup, and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. And they didn't understand yet. After he died and rose again, they had a full understanding of what he was doing. But they saw this visual. They knew the Passover. They knew what the Passover was about. He said, the Old Testament is the shadow. The New Testament is the real substance. I love that. The Old Testament is the shadow. The Lord is cluing us in. See, he can't give knowledge to the wicked because mankind is powerful. And they can't a wicked man can't control his power, somebody else is. He's being baited by his sin, and the enemy can rout him with his sinful desires. He can use his sin as puppet strings and rout him. He's powerful. If you look at, I know that we're made a little lower than the angels in stature. We have to grow from glory to glory. We started out microscopic, and we have to learn everything. I don't know how God makes angels, how they're created, whether he creates them all individually or how they do it. But they have much more knowledge at their before we. It seems like they get knowledge downloaded. But we have to grow in process. We learn from, you know, here a little, there a little, precept upon precept.
We're not, we're higher than angels.
Yeah, well, we're made
because
in God's image.
They don't have a choice.
Yeah,
they were not created to fellowship with God. But here on earth in our earth suits, yes, they have more power than us. But really, we're exalted above the angels. Because we're going to judge them. But you're talking about here on earth right now.
In our stages, if you tried to, you know, one man probably can't kill 185,000 soldiers, but one angel can. We can grow. Our potential is great. As Jesus is, so are we in this world.
That's the key word. Our potential is greater.
But we have to grow in process of time within. Within the tenth, our lifespan is a little bit less than a tenth of a day. Adam, a day to God is 1,000 years. He died the day he ate off the tree. He died before 1,000 years was up. In God's week, that would have been Sunday. And man, you know, but he lived to be 900 of our years, 939 of our years. God reduced man's life to 120 years. And then down to 70 years. And the median is 95. So that's still a little bit less than a tenth of the day on average. Within that tenth of a day, a man can do great things, learn great things. People come up with inventions that are amazing. You know, I work on cars, and they say there's more patents in the automobile than anything else. And if I could explain some of the systems on the car, it's amazing how they came up with it. I still don't know who in the world made the first automatic transmission. Man's potential is great. We are powerful. We can do all things through Christ. And we can do many things of our own wit because we're made in God's image. Now, if we take on the word of God, we're unlimited.
Amen.
All we have to do is choose to do so. He said, the meek shall inherit the earth. People that are trainable. People that are teachable. Grace said, we're made to grow and to learn and grow. And we're just like him when we do that. We do it the same way he did it. And that's how we're mission. We can become so useful to God that way. But and the Lord thinks of everything, just like this double cure. He thought of our healing. He knew we would need it. He knew we were going to run into obstacles.
He said, "We're made to grow."
We're made to grow. Say that again, Ray.
Our purpose is to learn and grow relationship and harmony with God through the Spirit of Jesus.
Yes.
Perfect.
That's good.
And it never stops. And we go to heaven. And
covers it all.
And it never stops.
It never stops.
Because we'll never be God. Right. And when we're in heaven, or when the millennium comes and we're back on earth, or when the new earth is made and we live forever on earth, we'll never be God. Mm-hmm.
When we get to the new earth, we'll have a whole new earth to learn about.
Yes. it's beyond right now my comprehension, but I just know it's good, and that's where your trust comes in. You trust God.
You know, people, I thought about something that happens in relationships. Sometimes people let their relationship grow stale.
Yes.
But with the love of God, you draw out the potential of a person. If a person's designed to live forever,
that is good.
There are treasures down within them that can always rise up.
I've never heard that stated that way. The love of God draws out.
Because you
faith works by love. And faith
works by love.
Faith is there to draw out the.
Yeah. When people are operate by the love of God. They draw out the potential treasures that's already there, and they bring it up. People have all kind of potential, gifts, abilities that they don't even know about.
Amen.
That's why Satan works so hard to put strife and hate in families. Mm-hmm.
It blinds you to the potential, and you can start seeing the good that's in a person, what the treasures of God in a person, and it's nourished by the love of God.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. See, you think of everything. If you're gonna live forever, you gotta have those things in place. And there's a way to wise with the wisdom of God and the potential of God, you can draw it out, even out of your children. They have great potential too.
So that's so important, like David's love for his grandchildren.
Yeah.
You might not even think what you're doing for those children, but just by loving them.
Yeah, when you love a person,
what a blessing you are, and how much work you're doing for the ministry. People get ministry sometimes like how many souls you win, how many people you raise from the dead. But David, just the love he shows for his grandchildren and concern is doing a great work for God. I thought of it that way, but it's a deeper meaning. Don't you think, David?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you love a person, you can see that their potential is more obvious, and then. With the wisdom of God, you can help draw it out. You can help them come up to the plate and do whatever it is they need to do.
That's why you should always see with spiritual eyes when you're doing something with somebody.
Yeah, you can encourage the potential instead of discourage the potential.
Instead of seeing what you might see, like a child that don't want to do something, you see the potential of how that love's going to draw out his obedience.
Then as they grow, you can release them into that growth. Sometimes parents hold people back, hold their children back, because they're in parent mode. But you release them to the next stage, and then you can enjoy the potential that they have. Okay. He said, "Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, and my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive." I love the way he worded that. It shows that this is all, everything he stated is your right to pray for. Let's do this one together. He said, "Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the new covenant,
cut in your blood.
Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous.
Righteous.
And as I drink, I celebrate.
And
partake.
Of
the inheritance of the righteous. Which is preservation. Healing, wholeness, and prosperity. God loves us. He thinks, I love the way he thinks of everything. Dear Lord, I thank you that, that you're moving by your Spirit. Help us to go forward in you, progressing in you, doing all of our potential. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.